Okie dokie. What's in store for the John DiBello Show Daily Podcast? That's why I'm here. That's what I'm about to tell you. Relax. It's Dave. It's Wednesday, November 20th, and this indeed is the Daily Podcast. We started out by talking Billy Joel and babies for sale. It's an exciting day for me. You'll find out why. Penis injections had nothing to do with it, but it was the next topic that John brought up. Non-stick toilets are coming to a bathroom near you at some time soon, thanks to Penn State University. Squeeze was featured in Song Stories today. Black Friday scams are out there. You gotta be careful. Long Song Wednesday happened. We spun the wheel. Carrie Nork-Minelli joined us for the turkey drop. She's contributing, as always, with her company. What are you doing? It's coming up next Tuesday. Make sure you have a plan to help feed the needy right here in Philadelphia. And a rather strange casting choice was proposed in Hollywood. You'll hear about that and everything I just gabbed about right here, right now. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Just noticing, he announced a bunch of smaller market shows, and then every other one is like Madison Square Garden. I'm sorry. All right.
He lives there.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah, he's there monthly, you know, but literally every other show is Madison Square Garden, like Hollywood, Florida, Madison Square Garden, you know, Evansville, Indiana, Madison Square Garden. I guess it keeps him centered.
Yeah, right? He likes to go home after the show. That's what it is.
41 degrees outside, partly sunny today. The high temperature about 51. A lot of radio program ahead of us this morning. We're happy to find out that Dave now has no more bills left on his first child.
It's true. And I own my son.
You
finally
own your son now.
The loans are gone.
But now you have to pay for the second one.
We actually paid him off before the first one.
Oh, really? You
he
paid
was
him
cheaper,
off first?
Darn. When you do IVF, you buy one, you get one half off.
I see.
It's wonderful. As long as the embryos hold.
Are you sure they don't come through half size, though?
Well, we will find out in March. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
The John DiBello Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
There is, and I was talking to Dave about this. You weren't in the office when we were talking about this. There is a new male birth control drug.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to call it a pill because it's not.
Sure.
It's a drug. All right. And
Hold on. If it's not a pill.
Right.
Is it like a syrup, like a cough syrup?
No. It's not a syrup. It's not.
What
syrup.
Other you ways
you,
do you?
You
get
don't. You don't. You don't take drugs. It in that way. All right.
Is it injectable?
Injectable. Well, now there is a very good suggestion because injectable is exactly
where does
what
it get
it is.
Injected?
Yeah, that was the next.
Where
logical
does it get injected?
Yeah.
Well, let me let one of the guys who worked on it give you an idea of where this gets injected.
Hello, folks. Thanks for coming. And as an esteemed physician and part of the medical community, I would like to announce that we have developed male birth control.
Doctor, how does it work?
It's simple. It's a powerful medicine that you inject straight into the... You inject it straight into the pee. Oh, man. Come on, Jerry. You can get through this.
Where do you inject it?
You take the needle and you stick it right into your pee. Wow. Oh, boy. Wow. Your pee.
Sir, where?
Use your imagination, okay? Stop trying to make me say it. In fact, does anybody even really want this? Is it worth it? You know what? Forget it. No male birth control. Too scary. No questions.
Wow.
Is it? No. I'm sorry.
Nothing goes in that. Everything comes out.
Sorry, President Nixon. I don't think I'm going to use that.
And here's the most interesting part. It was developed in India.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Now I'm really not going to use it.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DiBello.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DiBello Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Steve, you will be happy to know this. Cindy, I don't know if you, I don't even know if you want to know about Steve's bathroom habits, right?
But
when Steve uses a toilet to sit down on.
My house, only in, make sure you.
No, you only do this at home, right?
Correct. Yes, I control the environment.
Right. He doesn't use the seat.
Oh.
No, he sits on the porcelain.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just so weird.
It's yeah,
so
but it's not because yeah. it's my own house.
So bizarre.
Clean, yeah, yeah, but there's got to be. Unless you've got a space heater next to your toilet bowl, that has got to be, that's got to cause some major shrinkage there.
No, man.
That is a chill. I've accidentally done that in the middle of the night and it's like.
Chili buns.
Yeah, doesn't, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
So weird.
Doesn't bother me. No, it's good.
Don't you fall in?
No.
How I'm wide sorry, is your
the
ass?
Weak ass legs over there.
The size of that ass?
Actually, rather small.
Researchers at Penn State University have invented something that you could actually look forward to. It's a nonstick coating for your toilet.
All right. So what does it do?
All right. When you're sitting there putting your ass print on the porcelain,
sure.
Anything you put in the bowl will not stick to the side of the bowl. You don't have to do that second flush, extra toilet paper, scrubby thing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Right, so, all right.
Making Steve's life so much better
but
on a daily
this
basis.
Is fitting for Wait, Penn State, too, by the way.
How do you know that I would have to flush twice? Are you videotaping my bathroom?
No. I'm just saying that it is, it stands to reason that sometimes some of it sticks to the bowl.
What, are you not going in the same bowl that, like, I go in? Does yours not stick to the bowl?
I'm not saying that it doesn't.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm saying this is just something, seeing that you're so porcelain proud.
Yeah, well,
this is something that just
nice
seems like it would make a lot more sense to you that you'd be happy.
Right? All right. I'm cool with it.
All right.
What about you, Dave?
I'm good, man. Yeah. I just like thinking about Penn State and flushing toilets because that's where they belong.
You know, with stuff like this going on, let's hear it for science.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories is being brought to us by the all-new Barbera on the Boulevard. Is Barbera the best boy, I guess? Right after Squeeze did the Argy Bargy album, Jules Holland left the band and they were looking for a new keyboard player. But their plan was with their next album, which was East Side Story, it was supposed to be a double album and each side of the album was going to have a different producer. Well, Jules leaves, they bring in Paul Carrack, and things start to like kind of fall apart with this whole producer idea. And they had this one song. Right, and it was recorded by Dave Edmunds originally. Here's Paul Carrack to explain what happened.
They'd already recorded a version with Dave Edmunds. We started messing around with it and playing it in a totally different groove, in that sort of soul groove with a Hammond organ and everything. We were having a lot of fun doing this. Then Elvis turned around and said, well, PC, you could have a go at singing this, because it was kind of up my street. I started to sing it and everybody went, yeah, this is great. So we recut the song. And to my surprise, it became the first single off that album and a bit of a hit.
If you haven't figured out that it was going to be Tempted, you know now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Dave, did I hear you say you're done with Black Friday shopping? Because you're the one who got me to do it.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
done going out for it.
Going out
you
for it?
You still go out for it?
Yeah. I used to, up to like a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. He used to do it all the time. And one year I got up and I said, you know what, I want to see what the hell this is like. So I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I go to Walmart.
It's trippy.
Right? And
it's very
really,
surreal.
It's very surreal.
Because we're always up at those hours,
right.
But it's a ghost land.
Right, exactly.
All of a sudden, the whole world is with
out.
You.
All right. Right, right. And that year, everybody got Blu-ray players.
That's funny. My mother-in-law does it, and I think she drags my father-in-law along and makes him stand in line while she is shopping.
All right. What about you, Sin? Do you do Black Friday shopping? Do you go somewhere?
No, I have never done that.
Okay. Well, that would involve driving and people.
Yeah, I have to leave the house.
There's a story this morning that just because a store is advertising a Black Friday deal doesn't mean it's a great deal. According to a new study, this year's Black Friday ads There are a lot of returns from last year's Black Friday ads. Uh-oh. The only difference is the price is higher.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same damn thing as they had on sale last year, but the price is higher. Supposedly, Harbor Freight, Office Depot, Office Max, Ace Hardware, Sears, and JCPenney's are the ones who are recycling stuff. But the five of the fewest are Costco, Fred Meyer, Dell, Lenovo, and Best Buy. So you can do better than that.
I always say Best Buy.
Yeah, Costco's repeats are 14.4% cheaper than last year.
Oh,
so
okay.
Theirs are going down.
You got to do your research, man.
Yeah. And Best Buy's are 8.7% cheaper, and Dell's are 5.6% cheaper. So, you know, I would just stay out of Office Depot because nobody wants pens for Christmas anyway. So,
speak for yourself.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
This is the moment where we get to the Wheel of Long Songs. You get to pick them if it lands on a listener pick. Plus, we got the bonus slot. The bonus slot, we don't even know what's behind the bonus slots. Bill, is that his name?
I think so.
Yeah, I almost made you the program director.
Well,
Bill, our program director, he's lined those up. And they tend to be deep tracks more than long tracks. But also on the wheel is the Outlaws' Greengrass High Tides, The Doors, When the Music's Over. Of course, there's the listener pick. Maybe this is the week it comes up. Yes, Yours is No Disgrace, Bob Seger, Traveling Man, A Beautiful Loser. That's been sitting there for a while now. And a new on the wheel this week is The Who's Won't Get Fooled Again. I can't believe that's never been on the wheel before.
Yeah.
So this is the very first week for it. All right, Steve, give it a spin. Thank you so much for grabbing the pin when I said use the wheel. Oh, thank you. I know. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to... I wish I could remember the year on this.
I misspelled it, and of course, if you miss one letter, it doesn't show up.
Okay. I got to tell you, I don't know the last time I played this on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Doors, and When the Music's Over, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this. The Doors with When the Music's Over. The stories I have heard over the years from Ray Manzarek about doing that live and, you know, how trippy it would become. And I was thinking as it was playing, and like somebody could have actually woken up during that song, hit their snooze, right? And when the snooze went on, you know, when the alarm went on again, the song was still on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know,
I love
and if
it.
You woke up to all of that psychedelia that was happening there, like, what the hell is going on here? But someone that sent in a text.
I was going to bring this up. It's very cool.
Yeah.
A guy says he won Doors tickets from us a few years back, I guess, while Ray was still alive.
Right.
And it was down in AC. And he said during the show, Ray Manzarek said that was always Jimmy's favorite song, which is really cool. Donnie in DeBellaware.
Ray was still alive. I thought you said but Jim was still alive.
No.
Okay.
No.
Really?
Were we MGK back then?
Why was he talking for him? Right? So, I can honestly say, I was like a little itty bitty baby disc jockey the last time I played that on the radio.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was really good to hear. Long Song Wednesday. We'll do it again next week. Don't request Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah, right? Not happening.
We're telling you now. Don't do it. It's longer than we need. Okay, that's for a too long song Wednesday. Right?
We don't want Steve to quit.
Well, right. Maybe.
Right. Steve really hates that
someday.
Song.
It's the worst. It's 18 minutes and 14 seconds, and it's 18 minutes and 13 seconds too long.
I love your hatred for that song.
It's horrible.
I saw him perform that live in his living room.
Yeah, you should have burned the house down. Saved us all some trouble, bro.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
It's always a joy at this time of the year to say that the sexiest voice in all of Philadelphia is on the phone. Carrie Norcomanelli from Parks Casino. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great. Do you speak this well to Dino, your husband?
I do. He's a very lucky man.
He is a very lucky man. Well, you know, we're always happy to talk to you because we know in the long run you're going to show up at the turkey drop with piles and piles of turkeys.
Yes, of course. You can always count on us at Parks.
Right.
This is one of our favorite events every year, and I will certainly be there that morning, as I always am. Maybe running late, as we all know, but I'll get there. Don't worry.
You've got some incredible shows coming to the Excite Center. Two of them that I find really, really interesting. One of my biggest heroes, John Cleese, coming in on the 22nd.
Well, are you coming for that show?
No, but I'm coming for Bumpin' Mics with Jeff Ross and Dave Attell. They did a three-part series on, I can't remember if it was Netflix or Amazon Prime. It was Netflix. Yeah. It was spectacular. It was absolutely spectacular to see these two do it. And there's no plan. It's not like a normal stand-up set. They just go at each other and at people. Right? And it's totally off the cuff. And it is just really one of the best comedy shows I've ever seen.
That's going to be great. I'll be here for that.
I know you got the beer garden, and that is beautiful. But the sports book, you know, you talked to me about this for the longest time, and then I went and saw it. It's the most incredible room I've ever. I haven't even seen anything like that in Vegas. I mean, it is the most incredible room I have ever seen. With my OCD, I wouldn't even know what to watch.
Thank you for saying that. It is really beautiful, I have to say. We've been talking about it, the $10 million sports book opening, and it has been spectacular. People love it. I mean, it's gorgeous. And we have every single gaming event that you could possibly want to watch. Of course, people come and just hang out, the bar. I mean, it's super nice. So it's fun.
How big is that screen? Because it wraps around the room.
154 feet. Custom created.
Ha, Steve. Ha.
Yeah, it wraps around the room. I know. It's really beautiful. It's gorgeous.
It really is spectacular. But not as spectacular as Carrie Norkman.
Aw, you're too good to me.
No, you're too good to me.
I can't wait for this phone call because you make me feel so good every year.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. What about these two? Do they make you feel any good?
Who?
Right, see?
Who? That's enough. That's all you need to know.
I thought that was an intern giggling in the background.
Yes, they do. Well, we chit-chat throughout the year, all these different people we have coming in, and hopefully get on your show and all that good stuff.
Well, Carrie Norkmanelli from Parks Casino, we look forward to you at the Turkey Drop this year. We've got a lot of people checking in. Hopefully this is going to be our biggest year ever. But thank you so much for your help and all of your support over the course of the past 10 years, has it been now?
So I'm here 10 years. Exactly right now. Your Turkey Drop was my very first project assignment when I started working for Parks 10 years ago.
Wow.
I was in the door like 2 days, 48 hours. I'm like, oh, by the way.
Right. Bring these turkeys to Center City.
10 years for me, but I think that as a company with Greenwood, we've been doing it a few more years. So maybe, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 years.
You know, I'm old and I did a lot of drugs in the 60s. You can't count on my memory.
Oh, my God.
Folks, if you can't make it to any of our locations, just go to WMGK.com. You can make a secure credit card donation right there, right now. Carrie Norkmanelli from Parks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
I gotta tell you, I don't know who's dumber, right? The people who get insulted and, you know, and outraged by everything, or Hollywood executives.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember a couple, and I remember going off on this on the air a couple of years ago, that movie Nina came out, the Nina Simone movie, and they had Zoe Saldana as Nina Simone.
Yeah.
And people were upset because she wasn't black enough.
Oh, really? I forgot about that.
Yeah. She was a black woman who wasn't black enough to be in a Nina Simone.
That's unforgivable.
Yeah, but not as unforgivable as this could have been. George Allen Howard is the guy who just produced and directed this new film, Harriet, the Harriet Tubman movie.
Okay.
So he goes to Hollywood and he pitches. This gives you an idea of the level of idiots that are out there. When you ask yourself, how could they produce this? How could they put this on TV? How could they do this kind of crap? Here's the kind of idiots you have running Hollywood studios. The suggestion to him to play Harriet Tubman, the woman who, you know, ran slaves out of the South, the
Underground Railroad,
came right into Philadelphia, as a matter of fact, they suggested Julia Roberts.
Well,
Julia Roberts to play Harriet
as in Pretty
Tubman.
Woman, Julia Roberts?
As in Pretty Woman,
not an
Julia
up-and-coming,
Roberts.
Different,
no,
I mean, it's
no,
kind
no,
of a common
no,
name.
Julia Roberts. Right?
Yikes. That's what that,
and the only reason why he was able to pull it off is because of the success of 12 Years a Slave and Black Panther. And, you know, he said, okay, I've got this movie about Harriet Tubman. And the first thing they said to him was, Julia Roberts, we see her in this role.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.